This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. House Speaker Mike Johnson is moving ahead with several bills that would provide additional aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports Johnson might need support from Democrats who would have to join Republicans to pass them.
A lot of House Democrats I talked to today say it's important to do whatever they have to do to help Speaker Johnson get this through. Today, the panel that sets the parameters for debate is meeting to prep for a weekend vote. Usually, the Speaker's office dictates what comes out of this committee.
That's NPR's Deidre Walsh reporting. The bill that provides additional assistance for Ukraine has drawn ire from a group of Republican hardliners who have repeatedly threatened to remove Johnson from his leadership role. Students at Columbia University are continuing to protest the war in Gaza. NPR's Brian Mann reports police in New York City have arrested dozens of people after they occupied portions of the campus and refused to leave.
The sweep by NYPD officers in riot gear began after Columbia University's president, Manoush Shafiq, sent a letter to law enforcement officials saying the protest and occupation on campus, quote, pose a clear and present danger to the substantial functioning of the university. With great regret, Shafiq wrote, we request the NYPD's help to remove these individuals. The move comes days after Shafiq testified at a congressional hearing where Columbia University officials said anti-Semitism is a problem on the campus, describing it as a moral crisis. Protesters have been calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, creation of a Palestinian state, and divestment from companies operating in Israel. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
March was the 10th month in a row of record-breaking global temperatures. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that's the second longest streak ever recorded.
Global average temperatures in March were hotter than any previous March going back to 1850, scientists say. The previous 9 months set similar records. This 10-month streak is the second longest on record after a 13-month streak that happened in 2015 and 2016. The cyclic climate phenomenon known as El Niño is partly to blame. Heat records are often set during El Niño conditions, when the water in the equatorial Pacific is warmer, driving up temperatures worldwide. That exacerbates the larger warming trend from human-caused climate change. The current El Niño cycle is waning and is expected to end in the coming weeks. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 22 points. This is NPR. More than 30 writers have turned down award nominations from a prominent free speech organization. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, the writers say PEN America has not done enough to support Palestinian authors and journalists.
A third of the writers and translators nominated for PEN America's literary awards have withdrawn. And nearly all of the authors nominated for its most prestigious award have announced they no longer wish to be considered. The translator who founded Penn's World Voices Festival also withdrew. That festival in May is also being boycotted by authors critical of what they call Penn's insufficient advocacy for writers in the West Bank and Gaza who have been imprisoned, killed, or threatened by Israeli forces. The PEN America Literary Awards are in less than 2 weeks. In a statement to NPR, the organization said the answer to the war's wrenching dilemmas does not lie in less honoring of writers. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A doctor's group is recommending more frequent screenings for syphilis during pregnancy in light of a surge in U.S. cases among newborns. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists released new guidance for doctors today. It recommends 3 blood tests to screen for the sexually transmitted infection at the first prenatal visit, during the third trimester, and at birth. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.